Here for Food Drive Fridays on KNIA KRLS Radio, I'm Clayton Sampson, sitting down and visiting with Helping Hands Food Pantry Director Chuck Galizi to talk about their needs for Christmas ham and turkey donations. Well, Chuck, if you want to just kind of start off a little bit talking about how your Thanksgiving baskets went just a few weeks ago and talk about some of your needs that you have right now with Christmas just being a few days away.
Yeah, well, the most important thing, Clayton, is to say a thank you to KNIA, KRLS, because you're our news media. You get the word out. I constantly have people say, well, I heard you on the radio. And I want to thank the people that have participated in the Thanksgiving monetarily and the Thanksgiving birds and stuff. We still need for in Christmas, hams or turkeys. They could bring them in the back door and somebody will take them from them. But it's just so heartwarming to see the people come forward and give at Thanksgiving time. Of course, our needs are all year long. I mean, you bring canned goods in, have your a group you're associated with save cans once a month and bring them in of soups. Soups are really important, especially at Christmas time for young kids, that they come in and they can open it up while mom and dad are still working and have a little bit of soup. But we also need things to go along with the hams. We're trying to give a ham to everybody. So, if you could pick up a ham someplace or a turkey, at least we'd have something for them. And canned goods, the green beans and the peas and stuff like that, that would also be appropriate.
Any other items that you accept with the hams for people to donate, along like for sides to have for a Christmas meal?
Well, yes. If we had the money, what I'd like to do is just to give them a gift certificate so they could go get the potatoes and they could go get a loaf of bread and these things that go along with it. But those are things that you almost have to buy at the grocery store. And if something would come along that we got a nice little basket of money, I would love to give at least a certificate for, in the amount of they could get a loaf of bread or some of the things that go along with your special Christmas dinner.
How important is it for people to, step up and donate to Helping Hands so that everybody in the community can have a holiday meal?
You know what? I think it's very important because, listen, I've been there and I've taken a ham or a turkey through somebody's window and you can almost see the tears in their eyes. They're a part of it. They're giving. And it's special. I personally feel the Holy Spirit's there, just saying thank you for bringing it because it's going to go to somebody you don't even know. And it is important for our community to become a giving spirit because, like I said, at Thanksgiving time, the food's very important. The money's important to us. But, maybe it'll set a pattern for the kids in the high school or say hi to the neighbor or do some shovel their walks this winter. Just be kind-hearted.
Can you also talk about, to expand a little bit on how important it is to have food donations for kids that aren't eating that meal for that break during school?
It's very, very good. I think they might have 10 days or something like that. So it is good, like crackers. If you were going to sit down and have crackers and soup and other different things, hamburgers, any of those things that those kids, hamburger helper, it is important to support them. Now, we do have a food bank at the high school, and hopefully they're kind of load them up a little bit. I don't know anything about that, what they've got, but hopefully if people in the community would just give or say a smile or show a smile to somebody, this would be a lot better town to live in.
Chuck, any final thoughts about going into the kind of this tail end before Christmas here for your ham donations?
Well, I tell you what, we were putting up Christmas Day decorations last night, and my grandson, he's in eighth grade, lives with us. And it was so exciting. I almost, I did get a tear in the corner of my eye because this has always been special for me. We've always had plenty of food. We've always got nice gifts when we were little and growing up. But it tugs at my heart to see the people that may not even get a smile on Jesus' birthday.
That was Helping Hands director Chuck Galeazzi for Food Drive Fridays on KNIA KRLS Radio. I'm Clayton Sampson.